All right. Today's topic is called the Iulei Matzi Abim and Matzi Mashim Shliach. The Klal which our Gemara establishes and applies to two cases. To our case of the Get Shechrer and to the case of Kainim Shluchi Didan. That if Kainim Shluchi Didan, then there's a Shreir Kaini Kamidi. So the first you cite in Kol Di Ulei Matzi Abed Ulei Matzi Mashur Shliach is the Yusayid of the Machne Ephraim that I mentioned to you on Thursday, where the Machne Ephraim holds that if somebody is Ulei Matzi Abed for physical reasons, if somebody doesn't have a hand so they can't write a get, they could still make a Shliach to write the get, because in Svara, it's very, very mustabered. A kol diyulei matzi avin or matzi mashu shliach is a din. Whatever al pi din you can't do, you can't make a shliach to do. Kol diyulei matzi avin or matzi mashu shliach is a din. And whatever al pi din you can't do, you can't make a shliach. But if b'mitzias you can't do it, if somebody leilenu is a gidein, he doesn't have hands. So a gidein, that's not called kol diyulei matzi avin. He can make a shliach to write a get, there's no problem. The Machne Ephraim does bring that there's a taisus in Erevin, I think it's Dafnun Gimel Amud Aleph, and taisus holds, fakert, taisus holds that a gibben can't make a shliach. If a gibben can't write, then he can't make a shliach to write. Which in Svara it's a very strange thing, because he doesn't have hands, so he can't make a shliach to write for him. A little hard to understand, but alright, it's a Taisi Shanim Shita, and that's a Shita. This Machlaikis has ramifications. There's a Chuvas Marsham. The Chelak Aleph, I didn't jot down the Maramokim. The Chelak Aleph, it's a Chuva about a man who died, leaving his wife to Yibum. The man's brother was in America, and the woman was in Europe. And it was very difficult to do chalitza, because one of them would have had to travel, this poor airplanes, and Shaila that was brought to the Dayan, he brings that this woman lived in Warsaw, the Shleimer, the Dayan of Warsaw, the Dayan of Shaila was brought to him, and he paskined that she can make a shliach to do chalitza for her. She'll make a shliach, she'll find someone who's going to America anyway, and make the woman a shliach, and the woman will do the chalitza. Now the Gemara says that a Yavam can't make a Shliach. The man can't make a Shliach for Yibum. But he timed that why can't the man do it? Because it's a mitzvah shebegufay. It has to be his regel. It has to be raglai. It has to be his regel that the chalitz is on. But the woman, why shouldn't she be able to make a Shliach? Shluch Shodim Kamaisa. And you should be able to make a Shliach. It seems there were other Paiskim who disagreed. And they held that you can't make a Shliach for Yibum, even for the Yavama. And they brought a Raya. The Raya was, the Gemara says, Gidem Heyachaylata. The Gemara has a Shaila, a Gidemes Heyachaylata. So a woman with no arms, how does she do Chalitza? So this is a nidain in the Gemara. Gidemes hechechiletzes. The question is, chiletzes b'shineha? Could she do chalitza with the teeth or not? That's a nidain in the Gemara. So there are those who asked on the dain, or Shlomo the dain of Warsaw, that why does the Gemara have a whole sugya of gidemes hechechiletzes? If shlichus helps, let her make a shliach, a gidemes. She'll make a shliach to do the chalitza. So she can't do it, she'll make a shliach. What? It's not mashoi from the Gemara. The Gemara, the Lashon is Gidemes Heichachaylatzes. How could a Gidemes do Chalitza? So it's, I don't know. It could be, maybe, but... You mean the Gemara, you're saying, some authority is saying, the Gemara, in other words, is dealing with the theoretical Shaila, not with the practical. All right, what? Theoretically, if no one else was around. Okay, I hear. But, what? The stone could be a man also. The stone could be a man. Okay, that's a separate need. All right, the what? The chalitza. Okay, this is the need. This is the need. There were those who had you can, those who had you could. They brought a raya from Gidemes Hechot Haletzes. They brought a raya from this case of Gidemes Hechot Haletzes. That why did you make a shliach? So the Marshami answered that it's not a raya. Because if she's a Gidemes, so called the Iyun Leimati Abin, Leimati Mashi Shliach. If she can't do it, if you would hold doing it with the teeth is no good, so then if she can't do it, she can't make a Shliach, like Taisus in Erev, like Yishanim in Erev in Mem Gimel. And Menela, the Tainas and Marsham, so the raya is no raya. Because called the Iyun Leimati Abin, Leimati Mashi Shliach. That Masham is doing really is taking the obviously this is the Masham's terrace is only a terrace like the Taisis Yishanim that holds that if somebody's a Gidemes they can't do it physically we say called the Yulei Matzi Abel Yulei Matzi Masha Shliach. But what? No, the Gemara says Gidemes Eichon Chaylatzes. The Gemara answers Bishineha. The point is on the Kashim the Gemara says Gidemes Eichon Chaylatzes. She can't do it. Let her make a Shliach. Time for the Marsham. No, if she can't do it, then just make a shliach won't help. Once she could do it bishineha, so then she can make a shliach too. But if she couldn't do it, then she couldn't do it. So so what happens from this truva, at least like the Marsham, is turns out a very big nafkamina comes out. The shaila chalitza is good with a shliach or not. At least the way the Marsham teaches is totally in this nidain. Because if you hold that kol diyulei matzi avid leimatzi mashu shliach does apply to someone who physically can't do it, then the Marsham's teretz is a good teretz. That the Gemara declares because kol diyulei matzi avid leimatzi shliach. But if you hold like the Machne Ephraim, that you don't say kol diyulei matzi avid in such a case, that somebody who's a kidemis could make a shliach. When the kasha comes back on the etzem chalitza, why can't you make a shliach? And it would seem to be a raya that chalitza doesn't help bishlichus. So it turns out, at least like the way the Masham looks at it, you say maybe other turrets into the kasha, but the way the Masham looks at it, it turns out that lechayra it's totally in this nidah. So this is an example. I think, as I said last week, that most of the achrayim neman, not like the Taisis Yishanim. Even the Teshem Zerishin, but they name off in the Stima Sapaiskim that called the Yulei Avid Lei Matzina Shishliach is only if in Halachi you can't do it, and not if technically you can't do it. The 613th mitzvah is Ksiva Sefer Torah. And the Gemara Darshins from the Pasuk to be memayit nashim, that women are. No, I'm sorry, the Gemara doesn't darshan. The paiskin neman that nashim apaturah is ksiva sefer Torah. Shagas Aryeh in Tshuva Lamed Hey asks, why are they paturas? Why are women paturas in ksiva sefer Torah? It's a mitzvah say. She'ainaz mangarama. So why do the Paiskin Neman that she's pata from the mitzvah? Siva Sefer Torah is not as man, there's no as man. So why shouldn't the woman be mechuyavais in Siva Sefer Torah? So there's a lot of shtiklach Torah about this, about Siva being tali and limud, but that's his kash. The Mechaz Chinuch, the mitzvah Taryag, says Pashat. A woman can't write a Sefer Torah. Kol sheyeshne b'kshira. Anybody who's chayiv to put on tefillin, yeshne b'ksiva, could write tefillin or mezuzah. A woman, this is chesed. A woman is can't write a second time. This hakdem michasinoch. Call the ihi loymati yavid loymati mashu shliach. She can't write a sefer Torah, so she can't make a shliach to write a sefer Torah either. So memela, it's pashit why women are peturis from this mitzvah. They're not shayach to the mitzvah. We write a sefer Torah by making a shliach. Women are not shayach to writing a sefer Torah. So memela, the whole thing is not shayach. This is the mechasinah teret on the Shagas Aryeh's time. Right, we'll get back to it. Actually, Reb Shimon gets back to it, but first we have to turn to Reb Shimon, and then we'll come back to this Nidah. Okay, what was Reb Shimon? Reb Shimon and Shari Yasher. It's interesting. Sai Reb Shimon and Sai Reb Chan and Be'ikra are talking about Inyanei Chalitza. The question of Chalitza B'tnai, Chalitza B'shliach. But they go into this Inyan of Yikol Di'i Ulai Matzi Yavi Ulai Matzi Mashu Shliach. And they do it in a very kolyistic way. I'll tell you the Reb Shimon the way I understood it, and the way I still understand it. And you look at the Reb Shimon, you'll see, does he say, this is the way I understand it. If you look at the Lashon and you have a hard time, there's one place where it says something like Tzad Hasheni or Chelek Hasheni, I think it means Chelek Harishon. If you work through the Lashon, except for that, the way I understood Reb Shimon is good. Just sort of excusing myself beforehand, what he means there with Chelek Hashem. Okay, I'll tell you the way I see what I think Reb Shimon is saying, and the Rabbi Chana really makes it easier. So Rabbi Chana tells Avek the rule, Reb Shimon applies. The basic idea of Reb Shimon is really, and Rabbi Chana, the basic idea is very simple. There are two types of Maisei Mitzvah for which a person might make a shliach. There's one type of ma'aseh mitzvah, gittin and kiddushin are the perfect examples, which is a personal mitzvah. I'm the one who has to get married to this woman, or I'm the one who wants to give a get to the woman. V'u'adin kinyanim. Kinyanim also are personal. They're personal mitzvahs. They're shayach to the individual. Then there are other types of mitzvahs. Let's say bris milah. Now, if it's my son, it's taka true that I have a personal shayches to the mitzvah. But any yid that does a bris on my son, it's a good bris. Bris milah, or ksiva sefer Torah, or shchita, or most mitzvahs, virtually all mitzvahs, are more general mitzvahs. They're mitzvahs. Whoever does it, it's a mitzvah. They're more general. It's not personalized in the sense that that I'm the one who has to do it. Hashem can gittin, kiddushin, kinyanim. I'm the one who has to do it. L'may nafkinina. So first of all, Rabbi Chanan says an interesting thing. We know, anybody who learns later in kiddushin knows, that there's a concept to give someone kiddushin that it should be chal after 30 days. You can give someone kedushin if you chal after 30 days. Or there's a concept of chutz m'plaini. You can give kedushin chutz m'plaini. Or get chutz m'plaini. Whatever the ramifications are. You want it to be chal for everyone except for plaini. Except for gabi one person. Or b'tanai, right? You can give kedushin b'tanai. You can give kedushin al menos that I come back in 30 days. Right? So three things that work. Achazman, shior, saying chutz from someone, and tonight. Now these three things, Rabbi Chanan Nemzon, do not apply to other mitzvahs. Let's say I want to do a shechtin animal, chutz m'plaini. I'm shechting the animal, I have in mind the fairish, it should be geshechtin. For everybody except for this one yid, I don't want him to eat it. For him it should be nevela. For everyone else it should be a good shechit. Chutz m'plaini. No such thing. You can't do a shechit a chutz m'plaini. But you can't shecht it that it should be chal for everyone except for him. You don't have the kayach to limit your shechita. Well, you want to do a shechita, it should be chal la'achash lo'ishim yayin. Or you see the Sefer Torah. I'm going to write a Sefer Torah l'shma, but tonight, that it should be chal, if the 30, it should be possible for 30 days, and 30 days it should become kosher. So I'm going to write a Sefer Torah, but they should be Chal to read it. These things don't work. These things don't work. By mitzvahs that are not personal, tonight doesn't work. Why? Because it's not me. The mitzvah is by itself a mitzvah. The shechita is a mitzvah. Milah is a mitzvah. Ksivas Torah is a mitzvah. So it's chal because I do it. It's memeila chal. There's no din of shiur, no din of lachazman, and no din of tanai. We'll talk about tanai later. Rabbi Chanan, by all those mitzvahs, where is it shayach? All these three things, only by mitzvahs that are personalized to me. Git and kedushin, kinyanim. Those are the three things he mentions. Git and kedushin, kinyanim. Could be there are other things where. Right? Where it's like, yeah, to me, I want to marry this woman. It's me. So no one else could marry her for me. The marriage is to me as an individual. I want to buy this house. If I want to be kind of that, I want to be kind of the house. Someone else being kind of the house is not the same thing. It's somebody else doing it. And these things, tonight help. There I have kayak. I'm the Bailam on it. It's me doing it. So I'm the Bailam. I could do it tonight. I could do it. Bishir, I could do lachazman. That's Rabbi Chanan's introduction to the idea. Yeah, you feel me? It's taka true that anything has to do with shemei ka'ina or shayfer, I can not have someone in mind, and he's not yaitzah. But that's because I have to be mitzi him. That's because I have to be mitzi him. Let's say I make kiddush. I have to be mitzi him. Really, he has to make the kiddush. So by Shemaya Ka'ina, if I'm not mighty him, it's Chasarin because I wasn't mighty him. It's taka true. By Shaifer, it's Machlekes, why it's that way by Shaifer. Shaifer is also Shemaya Ka'ina. But it's taka emes. When you're mighty someone, you have to have a mind to be mighty him. But in the Chefter Shal Mitzvah, in the thing I'm creating, I can't leave a Shion. I can't. That's only because it's missing the to be mighty. If you hold me to say Tzriches Kavana, Pashto, so you don't have to have a mind to be mighty. It's because there's a din of Kavana.
Which category is Gishma?
That's a good question. All right, the issue of whether you can say Kriyashma B'tnai in the morning, you mean? Right, people say Kriyashma, let's say this Shabbos, is my Kriyashma was about 8:40, was the first man. 8:43. So people say Kriya Shema before davening. They make it tonight because they're going to say the second time with this man. So you say it the first time. The first time is right. If the second time, not. The truth is that even though Rabbi Kivega says he can make it tonight by mitzvahs, there are poskim. There's a Ramban that says beferish that you can't make it tonight by Kriya Shema because kol the leimotzi masi shliach leimotzi. I said b'tanai. I'm not saying the Gemara is lashon exactly. But called anything that's b'shliach eina is b'tanai eina. It's not double push. And Rukhan, it seems to be naming on, like the Ramban, that you can't make a t'nai by mitzvahs. Okay. Anyway, this is the aside. But the basic aside, you understand, there are two sugim. There's all mitzvahs generally. And then there are the things that are personal to the person. Really, the things that are personal have a chalois. They have a chalois on the person. He becomes married, he becomes Gerusha, he becomes an owner. There's something foul in the person. Subscription. There are two parts to Shlichus. One Shlichus, the first part of Shlichus, he calls Yachas HaMaisa. What is Yachas HaMaisa? It means you do the Maisa, and it's Miyuchis to me. I have to be Mal, my child. I'm not a Mael. I get a Mael. The male does the mila, but I make him a shliach. Why does making a shliach help? Now, if I wouldn't make him a shliach, it would be a good mila anyway. I'm not making it a mila. If I wouldn't make him a shliach, it would also be a good mila. All the shlichus does is it's miyaches the pu'ula. It says that kilu I did the bris. It's as if I did it. The yichus of the pu'ula. The shaychus of the pu'ula to whom? That's what changes with shlichus by bris mila. The mitzvah, it's a mitzvah. With shlichus, without shlichus, no difference. So I'm not creating the mitzvah. Just the yachas ha'pu'ula is being created. That means it's being miyuchas to me. That's one kayach of shlichus, which certainly exists by by ruba de ruba of cases, of mitzvahs. By gittin and kiddushin, there's a second kayach of shlichus. He uses the word for it, hahakshara, to machshir it, it makes it possible. That means, let's say I want to marry a certain woman. I make you a shliach to give her kiddushin. If I wouldn't make you a shliach, and you'd go over to her, and you'd say, Hariya mukudeshes leploini b'tabazu, it wouldn't be chal. The whole thing wouldn't be chal. Without shlichus, or if you hold zechiyah, works mitam shlichus, but without shlichus of some sort, it's nothing. The mice is nothing. If you go over and you want to buy a house, you buy a house for me, and you want to be kindest for me, it needs either shlichus or zechiyah, which is also shlichus. When somebody goes and gives a gift to someone else's wife, it's ridiculous. You can't give a gift to someone else's wife. The hachshara of the maisa becomes kosher. It becomes what it is only because it's personal to the person who made the shliach. In these cases of gittin, kedushin, and kinyanim, shlichus is much more than a yachas. It's not just being the yachas, the maisa back. It makes the whole thing possible. It's not possible any other way. If you want to sell something to me, somebody wants to be kodeshes to me, or somebody wants to have a get, it's only because the Bailim do it, or the Bailim shliach make it, shlichus makes it possible. In the second sug, or the second kayach of shlichus, the second kayach of shlichus makes the whole thing shayach. It makes it possible. So it's much more. It's also yachas apula. It also is miyachas the maisa. But it's more than that. It makes the maisa into a maisa. So these are the two halves of the kayach of the second half. Again, the second kayach is, it's not enough yachas hapu'ula. Let's say I want to give a get to my wife. I make a shliach. If I wouldn't make a shliach, a woman would just go to my wife, a man would just go to my wife and give her a get. It wouldn't be chal. It's not like bris milah. If someone goes to my son, it's not my son, it's chal. If someone goes to my behemah, it's just my behemah, it's chal. If someone goes to my wife and gives a get, not chal. So how can I make it that someone else gives a get to someone's wife, or someone gives kiddushin to a woman? How could you do that? Shlichus is a chiddush that not only is it miyach miyuchistan, but it makes the maisa into a maisa ksheira. It makes it into a kasher maisa. It makes it be what it is. It wouldn't be a get otherwise. Instead, you go over to a married woman, you give her a get, you're not a shliach. It's garnish. It's just giving her a piece of paper. It's machshir the maisa, makes it into a maisa. That's the second part of shlichus. Now, coming to our Gemara, what I think Rav Shimon is saying is simply that the rule of kol de'iu leimotzi avid shliach, leimotzi avid, leimotzi mashri shliach, is mafkia the second part, the second kayach hashlichus. In other words, only by kinyanim, gittin, kedushin, and get shichur of an eved, only things that need hachshara, that need the second kayach of shlichus, there we say, if you can't do it, your shliach can't do it. Masha'en came, something which doesn't need me personally, a bris milah. A bris milah, if I can't do a bris milah for some reason, I can still make a shliach. There's no rule called the ilay masi yavil masi mashu shliach by most mitzvahs. It's only by gittin, kiddushin, kinyanim, and of course get shechur, which is hukish to gittin. That's it. That's the extent of called the ilay masi yavil masi mashu shliach. It applies no place else. Only to these places, plus carbon. Carbon, it says v'shachat, v'shachtu. You need that the bailim should shecht. It's also a din in the bailim dafka. If someone takes my behemah and shecht it as a carbon, it's not chal. Even my oil and shecht it without me is nothing. So carbonis also, which the Gemara compares. But aside from that, there's no rule of kol di'il le'matzi avid le'matzi mashu shliach, which is rather good, because it's this shlichus is all over Shas, and this rule is only over here. This is the way I understand Rav Shimon's Yisayit. Now, Rav Shimon plugs it into Taisvis. Why he needed the Taisvis in order to establish the Yisayid needs a little bit of avoida into what he means. But in a nutshell, this is his Yisayid. Now, according to his Yisayid, he says, would be answered the Kasha of the Sefer HaMakna on Daf Chav Tes. What's the Kasha of the Sefer HaMakna? On Daf Chav Tes, the Pasuk is Memayit and Isha from Bris Milah. It says that only a father is Mechuyev Mitzvah Ben Alav. Only the father is Mechuyev in the Mitzvah, and the mother is not Kashatziva Oysa Yalekim Oysa Yalei Oysa. That he's Mechuyev in Bris Milah, and a woman is not Mechuyeves in Bris Milah. So the Kasha is, a woman can't do Bris Milah. A woman is not kshera to do a bris, even though you'll ask me from Tzipaira, Kasha. But a woman is not kasha to be a male, whatever they would call it in the female mahelas. So a woman is not kasha to be a male. So frekt de hamakna called the leimatzi avid leimatzi mashu shliach. Why do I need a pasuk kasha tiva iseleikim iseveloi isa to tell me a chiddush? That a woman is not mechuyeves in bris milah of hasan. A pasuk hashetiva yisayv alay yisah to be memayit. That a woman is not mechuyeves in milah. Pasuk she's not mechuyeves in milah because she can't do the milah because she's not a mol hasal. She can't do a milah, so she can't do a milah, and that she can't make a shliach called the ilay mati yavid le mati nashu shliach. So of course she's part of a bris milah. It's not shayach for her to do a bris milah on hasan. What? But she's puzzled to it. She takes a knife and cuts off the arla. That happens to be that that those who pata learn now from a pasuk that an arla is not kosher to be a male. Okay, you're right. It's not the sex. If say a woman's not an arla, she doesn't have an arla. But the point is, whatever reason that we pass, and a woman's not kosher to do a bris milah, whatever reason. If it's given that she can't do the bris, so the question is, call the ilay mati avid le mati nashu shliach. What? That's shchita. You're confusing. Shchita is that way. I don't think so. Because they used the kasha by tzipayra. The gemara asked by tzipayra. Gemara Yavamis. How did tzipayra do it? So one tara she did aizay shliach, which I don't know how exactly she did a quite physical tire. It was the second tire, I don't remember the second tire. But yes. Machinami. But the answer is, if somebody is born gemalit, is a mohel. Even though the Maisa Mitzvah never took place, but he has din of a mohel, so he's allowed to eat a Karm Pesach. So you can argue the issues that way also, Machinami. That's why I'm saying, Lacha Kola Maisa. That a woman is puzzled, that's where the kasha is applied. Right. It says, there's a mission in the Dorim. It says, if someone makes a neder, that he's only going to have hanoah from someone who's mol. He's not going to have any hanoah from Arelim. So he's a woman, or is considered a yid, is considered a mol. And a guy who's gemal is considered an aral. Okay, but anyway, this is our Makdis kasha. Makdis is. Typically, call the ilay mati avad le mati mashu shliach. Emphert Reb Shimon. Very good. Lididi, it's not a kasha. By this nila, you don't say call the ilay mati avad le mati mashu shliach. The same thing. He writes l'gabi k'siva sefer Torah. Mestam he means. The Shagas Ariyei asked by sefer Torah, we should say call the ilay mati avad le mati mashu shliach. The Shagas Ariyei asked that a woman in a Sefer Torah, since she can't write, so it's pashit that she's parted from Ksiva. So Michas Minov said, no, call the Ilay Mati Avid, Lay Mati Mashu Shliach. That the Michas Minov said, to answer the Shagazari's kasha, that Shagazari asked why, take it back, Shagazari asked, why is a woman Petura from Ksiva Sefer Torah? And he said, she's Mangrama. Woman should be Mukhuyavis. That was the Shagazari's kasha. Michas Chinuch said, no, call the Ilay Matzi Avad Le Matzi Mashu Shliach. Reb Shimon is saying, no, The rule of the Shagas Ayah is right. Alright, Shagas Ayah has a different terrible cash. But in the aside, the Shagas Ayah is right. You call the Eloi Matsi Yavi, the Matsi Mashiach does not apply to Ksidah Sefer Torah. So the Mela, the whole thing falls away. Right, this is the way that I am understanding what Rav Shimon is saying. You're welcome to look, you'll have time to look into Rav Shimon. It's one paragraph. He applies it into Karbanis, which is a little confusing. You'll see how it applies to Karbanis. But basically, this is the more than the Tamtis Hadavar, it's the Yisayt Hadavar as it applies to our Sugya of Rav Shimon. If Rav Shimon is right, then it's like a sea change, a Kol Di'ulei Matziyavit. Before Rav Shimon, we learned a new klal for all Dinei Shlichus, Kol Di'ulei Matziyavit, Matzi Shliach. After Rav Shimon, no, it's not a klal for all Dinei Shlichus. The klal for all Kinyanim, Gittin, Kedushin, that's all. Not a klal for other things. So there's a very big difference before Rav Shimon and after Rav Shimon. And we hope you understand Rav Shimon correctly. What? What about them? The Kayanim, if they're Shluchi Didag. If they're Shluchi Didag. So the Gemara asked, we should say, Kol Di'ulei Matziyavit U'Matzi Mashliach. If the Shluchi Didag, it's not a question of what Kayanim are. It's a question of what the mitzvah of Shechitas HaKarbin is. If Shechitas HaKarbin, it's the owner that makes it into a possibility to shech. Let's say I have an ayla. I'm sleeping in my house, and you do me a favor, you take my ayla to the base, it means you shecht it. Is it like Bris Mila? We say Kishoftin and it's Chal. Or is it not like Bris Mila? We say, no, it's a personal thing, like it in the Kiddush. The way I understand Rav Shimon is saying, you have to look again, is that it's a personal thing. So Shaya called the Yilei Matziyavit U'Matzi Mashashliach. If it's just Mila. Alright, so we have carbon too. Nothing. I mean, it's likely that you'll find something else too. Because Rav Shimon says Kagayim, he doesn't say only. But Ruba de Ruba, it won't be Shaya. What? It says Rav Shimon isn't there. Rav Shimon and his shtickle is being done where Chalitza fits in. That's what he goes on. That's what he starts with, and that's what he comes back to. It'll be told. The Masham's saying about, because Masham Nemdon, that the rule of Kol Di'ulei Matziyavit Batsim applies. That does apply. So if Kol Di'ulei Matziyavit does apply, he would have to offer it as a personalized thing. So then the Shagasai's Kash is a good Kash. You have to come on to the Shagasai's Teres, you have to speak out. The Teres that's usually given is that it says, Chris, so right after it says the mitzvah ksivah sefer Torah, it says kisul lachem sashir azay sima b'fiyam. Write the sefer Torah and learn it and teach it. If somebody is yeshva in teaching and learning, he has a ksivah. Then a cotton would also, yeah, a cotton does from every mitzvah really. So. Okay, there's one more in your ear. That is Bnei Yeshua. Bnei Yeshua asks that if you're going to say Kaidem Ashluchi Didan, which is at least the Havamina of the Gemara for certain, Didan Ashluchi Didan, there's a din that a guy could bring a carbon. A guy could only bring an ayla, but a guy could bring a carbon ayla to the base of Mikdash. So the kasha is the mere din that a guy is kasha to bring a carbon should be proof that it's not shluchi didan, because a guy can't make a shliach. If a guy can't make a shliach, what's the whole shakla v'tarya? The shluchi didan, shluchi d'rachmana. A guy certainly Eulai Matziyavi, but it's more than that. He's not shy to make a shliach in the first place. The parasha shlichus is atem gam atem. So Pnei Yeshua asks, what? No, the guy is mufka for the whole parasha. Yeah. Okay. Guy has no shlichus not to be a shliach, not to be a shliach. Yeah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to a guy and he says, Shech the guy's carving to me. No, no, Kesh Baruch Hu. The Torah came and said, Shech the guy's carving to me. No. No, it's shlichus of the Torah. There's no miut in shlichus of the Torah. It's not dine shlichus of Atan Gamay. Yeah. If you have the Torah, when the Torah says beferish, it doesn't mean we're saying shlichus applies. Shlichus derachmana doesn't mean dine shlichus apply. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a shliach. It just means that it's your mitzvah. It's not the parsha of shlichus. You say maybe over here it's gzeres hakasav. All right, but to the extent we're trying to understand the Zeres HaKosav, what the job of the Chayinim is, there should be a Raya. So the Sam Sefer has a tshuva in Yeridaya, Seif Simi Reis Tzadik Vav, to answer the Pnei Shua's Kasha. He says, you tell me if this has any shachas to Rav Shimon. And some Sefer is saying it on his own. Some Sefer says in every carbon there are two dinim. There's kashrus ha-carbon. The carbon should be a kashur carbon. And there is what we'll call yachas ha-maisa. Some Sefer's lashon is that the hakrava is misyaches to the baal ha-carbon. When you makrev the carbon, credit goes to the one who brings it. So there's kashrus hakarbon, carbon should be kashrus, and there is the yachas hamaisa, the fact that the maisa has to be misyachis to the one who brought it. So he says, by a guy brings the carbon. The kohen shechts, if it's shluchadi done, the guy shecht, the kohen shechting is not a shliach of the guy. Therefore, what? So to some cipher, the carbon will be kashrus. Kashrus hakarbon is not only shlichus. The kashrus hakarbon would be true even without shlichus. It's not misyaches as if the guy shechted it. Who cares? B'shachtu Weisai says by Bnei Yisrael. By Bnei Yisrael, you need shlichus by a carbon to ilu the owner shechted it. By a guy, you don't need it to be misyaches back. The Mela, if the whole sugya of shluchad idan is only a question of being miyachis the maisa back to the person who sent. And it's not the kashrus hakarbon. Certainly by a guy, it's not the kashrus hakarbon that's a nidai. And memela, he says, we divide dine shlichus into two cases. Cases where you need to be miyachis to pula, and cases where you don't. By a guy, it's yitokin that you don't have to be miyachis to pula. And memela, the fact that it happened is enough. The hakarbon is kashrus. It's an interesting tshuva because he goes on in that tshuva to talk about Rabbi Kiva Eger's klar, if you could do mishleach manis through a cotton. Kiva Eger has a klar, if you could make a guy or a cotton, you shliach to mishleach manis. You send with a car service, a guy is your car service, or you send a cotton. Many people do mishleach manis with a cotton. He's a labar shlichus. So Sefer there sets up this rule that if you don't need yachas hamaisa, you don't need shlichus. By mishleach manis, you need that he should receive manis from you. You don't need that; it should be as if I gave it, as long as he gets it. So the some sefer is mechadish this tekuda that the if you don't need the ma'aser should be misyachis, you don't need the chlal a parsha shlichus. Which means that if we take Rav Shimon and some sefer together, you have three types of mitzvahs now. One type, there's the two types of Rav Shimon, right? There's what we call yachas ha-pu'ula, the cases where it has to be as if I did it. The cases of getting kedushin and kinyanim and karbanis of Yisrael, where it has to be that the hachshara comes from me, it has to be like I did it. And then we have the third type, like mishleach manis and a guy's carbon, I don't know how many more others exist, where it doesn't matter who did it. It just matters that it got done. Abi, it got done. There, I don't need shlichus b'chlal. And there certainly there would be no rule of called the yulei matzi avon matzi mashish shlichus. But he got it's my but it's my food that he got. He names on that the maisa mitzvah is not the mitzvah. He says if I would give it through a kuf, it would also be chal. I'll send a monkey to do it. Would also be chal. The mice is not the mice of the mice of handing it is not the mitzvah. As long as he gets it, you could keep what? No, about the not. The kuf means it happens by itself. What? Do you, are you mechuyah to give it through the shliach? Pashtus, you can give it yourself. There's a chumrah we have to be chayshish for a day that you have to do it with a shliach, and Kai saw it that way. But it's not 100%. Anyway, this is basically the rundown of the yisayid that we have in the sugya of kol yolei matzi avad leimatzi ma'aseh shliach. The Gemara, of course, answers that the last two lines before it to that, Eved Shayach Begitin, the Gemara says. Yisrael is Shayach Begitin, the Torah's Karbanis Klal. It's not a riot. Yisrael is no Shayach Begitin, the Karbanis Klal, therefore what? Yisrael is no Shayach Begitin, the Karbanis at all, therefore what? Therefore, it can't be Shluch HaDidah, it must be Shluch HaRachmanah. Eved Shayach Begitin, the Tanya. What's the Gemara saying in the Teretz? And Eved has some shaykhis, and therefore what? Therefore what? Therefore, that was trying the Gemara's Teretz. And Eved has shaykhis to a shtar shikhur, because he can be makabel for someone else. But for himself, he can't be makabel. So what's the difference? So he can make a shliach. Why? Sounds like what's the chance? What? There's a shtickel matzi yavid. Now for his own he can't be makabel or shimon alaza. What? That's what sounds like pshat in the teretz is. No. Well, what's the gemara's teretz? We're talking now. Shimon alaza says an eved himself can't be makabel his own get shechem. He's got to give it. Somebody else can be makabel for. So Gemara asks, what about making a shliach? Is it megugara? Is it worse if he makes a shliach? Gemara said, what do you mean? He can be, if he can't be makabel, how can he make a shliach? And for the Gemara, no, even though he can't be makabel, he could make a shliach. Why can he make a shliach? Because he can be makabel for a different eved. So let him make a shliach for a different eved. Now, how can he make a shliach for himself? So Mustab Shannon the Teretz is that the SM he could be makabel. Why can't he be mekabel from his adayin? Because it's not his yad. It's not going from one yad to another. The adayin and the eved are the same yad. So if the adayin, you can't make a kinyan. Let's say you want to be makna. Some of us make an eruv chateris. So he has matzis. He has to be kind of his tenant. He takes his matzis in his right hand. He picks up in his left hand. He says, "I'm now kind of for my tenant." It's not chal. Why is it chal? If he comes over to me, I could pick it up and be kind of for the tenant. Why can't the balabas himself take his own matzis and pick up and be zeicher for the tenant? Why not? Why not? Because there's no a maisa kinyan is only when it goes from one person to another person. A maisa kinyan is from one person to another. If you already own something, you can't pick it up, mikaneh fathers. If somebody asks me, he wants to make an Erev Chatzeres in his apartment house. I told you, you need a whole box of matzahs for an apartment house. Go to the store, and when you originally buy the matzahs, they're not yours, they're the store owners. You pay him for it, pick it up, and be kind of everyone in the apartment house. So he tells me, what do I have to go to the store? I have a box of matzahs in my apartment. I'll go, I'll pick it up, mikaneh for them. He says, no. If it's already yours, when you pick it up, that's not a kinyan. That's picking up. That's not a kinyan. A kinyan is when it's changing from one owner to another. If you go to the store and you take the matzahs, so you can pick it up and be kind of whoever you want. Or if it's hefker, you can pick up and be kind of whoever you want. Or you can go to a neighbor, tell him to be kind of for everybody. But a person himself who already owns something can do a kinyan to be kind of for others. What? Technically, can make it hefker. He might need hefker between shleisha. Once he has shleisha, he doesn't need shleisha. He just have echad and do a hefker. But okay. But again, the The point here is they can only make a kinyan if it goes from one rishus, one person's rishus, to another person's rishus. And Eved Be'etzim is in the parasha of Get Shichur. It's just missing a Maisa Kinyan. Because if the Adarim takes it from the Adin's hand, puts it in the Eved's hand, it's going from the same rishus to the other rishus. The Eved's hand, the Adin's hand is the same rishus. So it's a technical reason that an Eved can't be makabel his own Get Shichur. So the rule of Kol Di'ulim Atzi Yavon and Maisa Kishliach doesn't apply. It's just missing in the Yad, if I could give them, who can't pick it up. Same thing. That's why a Baal can't be makdis through his wife. If a man can't give his wife something, he said, pick it up, nikayna. As a matter of fact, they are placed in that hole, that he can't do it through his b'nai ha-gadol, ha-sanaf ha-shofana either. So if this is the correct shot in the Teretz, it stems with the aside of the Machne Ephraim, that any time there's a technical reason you can't do something, we don't say the rule of kol di'ulim atzi yavon le'matzi mashu shliach. According to Tesis Yishanim, I'm not sure how we would learn the Teretz. But according to the side of the Machne Ephraim is Kol Di'ulei Matzi Yavid doesn't apply where he just doesn't have hands. He just technically can't do it. It applies where halacha prevents him from doing it. By an Eved and his own Adin, it's not that he's not shayach to the parasha. He's shayach to the parasha. It's just that he doesn't have a yad. He's the same yad as his Adin. That's a restriction. So this is the rule. Okay, tomorrow we'll start the next Gemara, Mi'atzeh Hashem.